had got into a position where he couldn't get up or down, and he had vertigo at that point, so he was very nervous. So two of us got to him first, and then the rest of the team then spent a number of hours setting up rope lines all the way from the bottom to the top of the mountain to get him down. In the meantime, the team leader had contacted the Sligo S-61 helicopter. It came on scene and tried to get a line down to us, but with the rock towers being so close to the climber, they had to turn back. It was unsafe. We spent the rest of the day getting to him and then roping him up and getting him back down again. The gully that we were in was fairly loose stone. We had a couple of rock falls, which were quite dangerous, but in the end, we got him down safely.
Now, as you said, it was too difficult and too dangerous for the helicopter to mount a winched rescue. The fact that there were rock falls going on, I mean, was that putting you and the person you were rescuing in danger?
We took a line down the gully to try to keep us to the edge of the gully to avoid the rock falls. And for the most part, that worked. We did have a couple of rocks that come fairly close, but as I said, we kept close to the wall of the gully to keep the team and the casualty safe.